Some of you used to be faithful to church. Some of you were even quite active in church. Some of you served God faithfully every day. However, something changed along the way. What was it? It's coming up. Hi folks, Pastor Scott here, Truth That Transform. Thanks for tuning in and listening today. Today I want to talk about two things that prevent us from going on for God. These are two things that I believe are common in a lot of people, Christians' lives, as to why they just can't keep going on. Why is that? Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9 tells us this. Joshua 1:9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Now, friend, here's today's truth. Here's what I want you to take away today. Here's what I want you to grasp. Thank you for taking time to listen to this. I know you're busy. Maybe you're on your break. Maybe you're contemplating if you're going to even go back to work, you know, going back into the house. I don't know where you are. I don't know what your life is facing right now, what you're facing. But let me encourage you, friend. It's not worth quitting. It's not worth not serving God. I believe there's a couple of things that prevent people and in some ways cause some people to quit serving the Lord with their life. Number one, fear. Fear. What am I talking about? Well, he says, be not afraid. That's what the verse said. Be not afraid. Afraid of what? Well, fear is natural and it keeps us healthy for the most part. However, fear can also, if we're not careful, we'll let it overcome us. Fear of failure, fear of, well, I can't do that. Fear of whatever. Fear of losing your job. Friend, what are you afraid of today that's keeping you from doing what God wants you to do and going out there and accomplishing what God wants you to accomplish? What has got you so afraid? Jehovah God told Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, if you read the story, you're going to find that God looked at Joshua and said, Joshua, I want you to command my people. I want you to lead my people. And I'm sure Joshua may have been a little timid, but God said, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. So friend, you have the same power behind you to serve him as Moses had. Abraham, I mean, talk about these great leaders. You have that same power and authority because God wants you to go out. He wants you to succeed. So don't let fear overcome you. Don't succumb to your fears. Number two, frailties. What am I talking about? The word dismayed. He said, be not afraid, neither dismayed. Why did he say that? Dismayed means to be beat down or discouraged. Maybe you feel beat down and discouraged today. Maybe yesterday was not a good day for you. Maybe today has not been a good day for you. Maybe someone somewhere said something cruel and unkind to you, and quite frankly, it went beyond hurting your feelings. It caused you to question your own competency. Can I teach this class? Can I lead these people effectively? Why am I doing what I'm doing? Be not discouraged. Don't be discouraged, dismayed. Don't be beat down, friend. No. Maybe someone out there told you you can't sing. Maybe someone out there told you, why are you doing what you're doing? There's much more there's people out there much more qualified for this. Well, friend, God, if God's called you to do something, as God called Joshua, don't be discouraged. Don't be beat down. Realize, look, I may not be the best tool. I may not be the best Christian, but I'm here because this is what God wants me to do, and this is what God's appointed me to do. I'm going to do it. So, friend, let me encourage you. Leave your fear and frailties at the feet of the Lord. Just do that. Just say, Lord, I'm not the best. I fail. I'm a human. I have limitations, but this is what I've got to do. I'm going to do it in your power. So rise up today. Rise up from the ashes. Dust yourself off. Leave your fears and frailties at the Lord and just go on. Lead that class. Do that job. Do what you know God wants you to do with your life and do it with confidence. Do it with faith in the Lord, knowing that He is behind you, knowing He will support you, whether anyone else does or not. Whether anyone joins your force or not, it doesn't matter. You and God are majority. So you get up, you serve God, and do what you're supposed to do. So don't quit serving God. Don't quit doing right. I urge you today, continue on, carry on, and watch God change lives through your life. Hope that'll transform your day. Have a great day. Thank you for tuning in.